Scott McCauley with you on Ozarks Now, and now welcoming to the Grain Country Studio, her second appearance on the program, first in a couple years, Dr. Kelly Allenbaugh is the superintendent of the Blue Eye School District. Kelly, it's great to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I think the last time you were here with Doug Arnold as you were doing the transition, and we hadn't had you back. And, you know, of course, I think, okay, I'm going to ask her this, I'm going to ask her that. But what I didn't know is that we would have a different star of the show to start the segment there. You brought a friend, and I know the Facebook audience can see it, and if you're listening on the radio, check out the Ozarks Now Facebook feed so you can get a good look at Cash, right?
Yes.
So tell me about Cash.
So Cash, her real name is Cashelle, but we all call her Cash for short. She is our school therapy dog at the Blue Eye School District, and I got her in March of 2025.
Right.
And so she's our school therapy dog.
So how did that all come about that you decided to go this route and have a therapy dog and have Cash there at the district?
Sure. So before I started at Blue Eye, I had applied for an organization called CARES Incorporated that they specialize in therapy dogs. And I applied and I was on the wait list for 2 years. And then I got the call that Cash was ready for me. And so I went up and had my training. So she's been trained since birth. I got her when she was a little over 1 year old.
And how old is she now?
She just turned 3 on July 10th.
Cash, I do not take offense, but you're a pretty big girl for 3 years old there.
She is a big girl.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me a little bit about why you thought this was important to introduce this into the school district. And she needs to get down. She can get down.
She's going to curl around there.
All right. There she goes. Okay. Yeah. She's been on camera now. So now she has her rest. And then she has her minute of fame. Now she can rest. So she's good. Why was this so important?
Just the impact she has on our kids. You know, there are some kids who just need a smile. And the dog may be the only one that can get it out of them. Not only for the kids, though, she's great for the teachers. She's great for the parents and just the community. I'll have community members come up to me and say, I sure do like following Cash on Facebook. So it's just important to me to give our students any tool in the toolbox that's going to make them smile or to get them there. You know, she's used as a reward a lot. You know, hey, you show up to school every day this week, you get to walk Cash or you get to do this with Cash. So it's just a great motivator for our kids.
And what made this even more interesting is that you were telling me before the show that when you're not in school, Cash is with your family, right?
Yes, she lives with us, my husband and I, and we have two other dogs. And so she goes home with me every day and sleeps in our bed, and then we go back to school the next morning.
You know, when you were talking about that earlier, it made me think about when we've had other folks on the show talking about some of the challenges in schools now in relating to students, helping students out. And we don't know what the home situation in a lot of cases, but it sounds like Cash is kind of one of those, I guess, in the arsenal to help a lot of kids get through some tough times.
Absolutely. There are some kids that I've maybe not ever spoken to, but as soon as I got Cash, they were drawn to her, and it really brings out some of the different sides of the kids.
Yeah, and I bet it probably brings out some of the different sides of the faculty, too. And
it
as you saw, in this very studio, Josh Clark was about to take Cash home.
Yes.
If I didn't have three cats, Cash could probably be going home with us. My wife would love it as well. So, obviously, that's one of the things that's happened in your first 2 years at the Blue Eye School District. Talk a little bit about how the first 2 years have gone as the head of the district.
Sure. It has been great. We have got a bunch of building projects going on. We are starting a new early childhood center. We are starting a new ag shop. They will be completed later this year. And then we're getting ready to break ground on an activities building. So that will house archery and baseball and softball, pitching and hitting practices. It'll be youth sports for some of that overflow. And so I have not been still. So we've got a lot going on at Blue Eye. So it's exciting.
You know, and I want to hit on one immediately because we had Dr. Nate Moore from Branson last week. By the way, that is Cash introducing herself to the program. Sure. You're now on audio. Congratulations. I was worried about, will she do it? And she did. Very nice. No, not a problem. She can take over the conversation anytime. Early childhood development. We have chatted about that so many different times. We had Dr. Nate Moore from Branson here last week, and they've really been going great guns. We've had the folks from Forsyth. Of course, Hollister's had one for many years. I know Reed Spring. In fact, Cody Hershey's going to be here Thursday to talk about that. Why has this become so important to so many school districts to have early childhood development?
You know, the early learners, that's so important. And Blue Eye didn't really have a facility to house our early learners. So it was just a great way. We've got 6 new classrooms going in. And our early learners, if we can get them in there and get them there early and get them started, you know, learning what school is all about, then that's great. So
yeah, and the other side of that, too, was, as almost everyone has said, it has actually helped fill a child care issue that communities all across the country are facing.
Absolutely, because, Scott, that's going to be a part of our new building as well. We're going to offer daycare for not only our teachers' kids, but some community as well. So there's not daycare in Blue Eye, so this is going to be a great opportunity for our community.
Dr. Kelly Allenball is here with us today, along with Cash, joining us here on Ozarks Now. We're going to kind of talk a little bit more about some of these new facilities, and for folks that haven't been to the Blue Eye campus in a while, kind of give you a little bit of a tour here. We're going to do that coming up next on Ozarks Now from Legends 106.3. Cash, I got to say, you've been one of my favorite guests on the show. You have done well.
She performs, doesn't
she? Yes, she does. I tell you what, I got to believe the students really just love having her around. Absolutely. All right, here's segment 2. Back here on Ozarks Now with Dr. Kelly Allenball. She is the superintendent of the Blue Eye School District, getting ready to enter her third year. You mentioned the some of the new facilities going on, and I've been here 36 years now, so I remember what Blue Eye looked like then and just how much things have expanded. They had a little surge of expansion a few years ago, and I know when Doug was here, Doug Arnold, your predecessor, we talked about that several times, but I guess the time has come for some new development. Is a lot of this keyed into some needs of the community? Are you having significant number increases? How did all this come about?
Just needs of the community and just needs of our district. We didn't have a dedicated ag shop for our VOAG students. So now we're going to have welding bays for our students. We are going to be able to do your traditional shop class. So it's just something that Blue Eye has needed, and I, when I started, I knew that was important. So that's my driving factor right now.
So we know that the what used to be the only campus right there along Highway 13, literally what about no more than half a mile from the border. But then of course the campus expanded. The high school was up there. I think that's Double E, right? Highway.
Yes.
Double E Highway. Mm-hmm. That's where the high school. That's where some of the baseball field and stuff is. Some of these facilities we're talking about kind of going in that area. Is that what's happening?
Yes. The VOAG building is going to be right behind the baseball field, and it won't be connected to the regular high school. But it will be, there'll be a corridor that'll go right to it. And then the Early Childhood Center is going to be connected to our current building. So we will have a whole educational wing. So all of our learners will be in one hallway.
So what kind of time frame are we looking at for all this to start construction and be complete?
So we started construction in February on our Ag Building and our Early Childhood Center. Our Ag Building will be completed towards the end of October, and our Early Childhood Center at the end of December. So our kids will start in the Early Childhood Center in January. So
27, it's here.
Absolutely, yes. Very exciting.
So tell me, early on, how are you going to be taking applications, making contact with the community to get people in the early childhood program?
So we are full right now. We actually are offering an all-day four-year-old program right now. We're calling it Junior Kindergarten. And our three-year-old class is almost full, so it's just word of mouth right now to fill those spots, and we have a lot of young new teachers that may need some child care here coming up pretty soon, so that was another factor for it.
Yeah, so I guess the need of the program pretty well explains itself when you develop a program and it's full before you start.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of where we are, isn't it?
Yes.
One other thing that's happened at Blue Eye, and I know we did this story earlier in the year, but you've got some familiar faces in different places coming into this year.
Yes.
And I guess one of the reasons you had some new teachers is some teachers are moving up into the administration arm of that. So you have some transitions going on there this year, don't you?
Absolutely. With all my building projects, that comes a lot of responsibility. So I was able to move my high school principal, Roger Kavner. He is now my director of operations. So he is taking the lead on these building projects, and you know, he makes a lot of phone calls every day meeting with architects and contractors and subcontractors. So it's been a great addition to have him be able to keep him in Blue Eye, because he's ready to retire, but we got to keep him as our director of operations so he can he can help out with these projects.
Yeah, you're not getting away that easy, Roger. I know you want to, but I've known Roger for years. Great guy.
Yes.
Worked with him several times when he's in some of his coaching stops, including at Blue Eye several years ago. Speaking of coaching, there's a coach moving into his old position, right?
Yes, Kyle Turner. He used to be our boys basketball coach and our track coach, and so he is moving into the high school principal role, which vacated his athletic director role, which will now be my basketball coach, Trey Patton. So we have had a lot of internal shifting, but very, very excited about that. And in addition to that, I've got two brand new principals in the other building. I've got Katie Miller. She taught English for us, but she's going to be our third through eighth principal. And then Blaine Reedus is coming to us, and he's going to be my early childhood principal. So a lot of change and a lot of good things coming up.
And I know Blaine, I believe, came from Marinville. Right? I think I remember.
That is correct, yes.
But Katie, Blue Eye graduate.
Absolutely.
Trey. I covered Trey in basketball.
Yes.
Blue Eye graduate. What does it say? And I know those aren't the only two. I know there's a lot of other mm-hmm. folks that were students at Blue Eye, and I've been around long enough to see them in both capacities. Yeah. What does that say about the community that a lot of these people that were there continue to put an investment in the school?
That it's a great place to be. Blue Eye is the best district I've ever been a part of, and you can tell that by the community involvement. We just did some teacher swag bags and had so many community members reach out and say, hey, my business would like to donate to this or to your backpack program. It's just a great place to be, and I think that goes to show why people are staying, and if we can get them there, they stay. So.
Blue Eye, I mentioned this in the promo for this show, but Blue Eye is one of the most unique school districts because I said one time that if at the baseball softball field, I know it'd be a foul ball for baseball, maybe a home run for softball. If you hit it hard enough, you might hit it into another state. That's how close you are.
That is correct.
To the border. That is kind of unusual, and I guess just for no other reason, does that present unique challenges that you are so close to a different state?
You know, during my 3 years here, it hasn't yet so far. You know, and in my eyes, I see that we've got Arkansas law enforcement right there next to us if we need that. So, no, it has not presented any issues for us.
Yeah, and I guess that's part of it, is I do know that there's always, people could just live across the state line and be so close to something. But, you know, even though you are kind of far south, it does sound like you have pretty good support with law enforcement, with all these other things
yes.
that a school district needs.
Yes, absolutely. Stone County was just there yesterday helping us with our training, so it was
yeah.
great.
So when we come back, we're going to do one more segment, and the reason, usually we do two, but because we had Cash, we had to do an extra segment, because, you know, Cash, we needed to be the star of the show. If you're just joining us, Cash is the therapy dog at Blue Eye, and she actually made an appearance earlier in the show, and she didn't know it, so if you're watching the Facebook feed later and hear the sniffing, that was Cash saying hello to everybody. Hey, we're going to talk about some of the other things coming up at the Blue Eye School District, and just some community things in general with Dr. Kelly Allenbaugh. She is the superintendent of schools as we continue on Ozarks Now. Hour number two is on the way next from Legends 106.3. And that's the beautiful thing about recording. People on the radio will not hear this for about 40 minutes, but we'll do it right here. So if you're on Facebook, you get immediate
Perfect.
Response, I guess. I guess
sure,
that's how it's something.
Great.
okay, stand by. Hour number two of Ozarks Now is underway, and we're about halfway through the hour. Glad to have you back with us. And yes, not only did Dr. Kelly Allenbaugh stay with us, but yes, the text line was blowing up. Yes, Cash is still here, too. Cash is hanging out in the studio. If you missed the first hour, you can go to the Ozarks Now Facebook page and see it. But Cash is the therapy dog at Blue Eye. And it kind of goes to one of the other areas I wanted to talk a little bit about, Kelly, and that is, student services. I know for years we were talking about with not only Doug but other people at Blue Eye in the past about the importance of the free and reduced lunch program and those type of things that are available to students, and I assume those things are still continuing.
Absolutely. We still offer free lunch and breakfast to all of our students, so their first lunch and their first breakfast is on us. The district pays for that.
Yeah, and that kind of became a thing to what we were talking about earlier, is that the school districts, and not only Blue Eye but frankly around the area, they do play a little bit of a bigger role, and you've been in administration enough districts to have seen this evolve. Has this been something that has become more important for school districts over the last few years to be to not only just do the education but take care of some of the other aspects of life as well?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest roles of an educator, is to make sure our kids are taken care of. Sometimes that's the only meal they're going to get, is breakfast at school and lunch at school. So it's very important for us, and teachers take that to heart, and they're always taking care of our kids.
Do you also think that the other thing that we talked about, and I know you've been in administration, and I don't know where you were in your career when COVID hit, but one of the things we talked, in fact, Nate Moore and I talked a lot about this last week, was the fact that we learned in COVID that part of the education process, not only learning how to read, do math, and do all these mm-hmm. things, and the other things that the school districts are doing now, but part of it is learning socialization. And the fact of the matter is that one of the big things about going to school is being around people.
Yes, we need students in the seats. We found that out during COVID, definitely, that that's the best place for our kids, is to be in the seats in school.
Would that would go for staff, too, I would think, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So as you look ahead now, and we talked about the district itself, and talk a little bit about the numbers. We touched on it earlier, but most of the superintendents we've talked to have said we're not really seeing a huge influx of population in most of the districts. Would that hold for Blue Eye too?
Well, I would love to be able to say yes, that's correct, but we've had over 20 new enrollments this year, which is big for Blue Eye.
Right.
So it's, I don't know where they're coming from, but yes, we are getting new students.
So that means that if you look at these trends, and I know that's one of the things you look at as a superintendent, look at these trends, is that another reason it's important to be proactive in continuing to develop programs?
Of course,
facilities?
Yes. And the more we have to offer for people, I think that might be a reason why they are coming to Blue Eye. They see our special ed program or our early childhood program, or that we have a school therapy dog that's there every day. So I do think that's a driving factor.
And by the way, the school therapy dog actually propped up and kind of said, oh, you're talking about me, when they came up there. Hello there, Cash. And for those on Facebook, yes, Cash has been listening and now realizes that that she's back on track. Kelly, let's for folks that may not know a lot of schools are starting next week. Kind of give us how the Blue Eye school districts will be getting underway next week.
So teachers came back yesterday, and we had all district meetings, and then our students are going to come back on Tuesday of next week. Tonight we actually host our pre-K and K open house, and then on Thursday we'll have the rest of the kids for their open house. So we are here. We are ready.
Yes, and then next week's classes will start?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
So class. Now, are you still on a 5-day week, or
Yes. We are still traditional, one of the few remaining ones.
Yeah, I know. I think Branson is still on that, mm-hmm. too. I know a lot have gone to 4-day. Is that something you have looked at and for the district just decided we're good with 5?
Sure. So I came from a district previously that was a 4-day week, and so I got a lot of questions about it, and I presented it to the teachers and presented it to the board, and we decided what was best for Blue Eye students was to remain 5 days a week because, like I mentioned before, students in the seats is what is important.
Yes, and so Monday through Friday for the Blue Eye District,
yes.
Starting next Tuesday is when classes will start. You mentioned here as we wrap up, you mentioned earlier that Blue Eye has been your favorite. Some of that, I know you've been in some good districts. I know you were at
Absolutely,
Pierce City before,
yes.
And you've worked with other districts as well. What is it about Blue Eye that has made this so special for you?
The community. It's a wonderful community. I'm an outsider, but they welcomed my husband and I with open arms. And I have a very, very supportive school board. I have a school board that's always going to put kids first, and they want to do what's best for kids. So that makes the superintendent's job a lot easier when we have a great school board.
Yes, and good down the road.
And a good community,
road.
Yes.
You bet. If people want more information on the Blue Eye School District, where's the best way to get it?
You can go follow us on Facebook. We have a good Facebook following, or Instagram, or just go to our website. We've got a lot of information on our website, so just Google Blue Eye Schools and things will pop up for you.
Well, and I have to do this because I've known Kyle Turner forever, and Kyle would be disappointed if I didn't say, Kyle, first off, congratulations on the promotion. I know that Dr. Allen Ball really felt like the only way she could keep a good eye on you would be have you in administration. So you're in the right place.
Our offices are 10 feet from each other.
See,
so
I told
yes,
you.
You
Kyle,
got it,
you
Scott.
You're
you
on
got it.
You're on it. Good people at Blue Eye.
Yes.
Our sports work out the way. I don't get down there. I did get down there to a basketball game last year. And I should mention this before we wrap up. How in the world did you coax Ken Elfrink out of retirement?
Hey, you know, I can't answer that. We asked and he came.
Another one of my favorite people. And
absolutely.
Again, that also shows you a lot of these people we talked about have been Blue Eye for a while. So
yeah.
That makes it special. Kelly, I appreciate you coming and visiting with us today. Thank you for bringing Cash as well. It was great to meet her, and I know she will help a lot of students at Blue Eye. And faculty, staff, and all everything right. that goes down. And I'm sure that if people are visiting the Blue Eye School District, you can probably see Cash, but you'll have to talk to her booking agent, Dr. Alabaugh, to get that scheduled. Kelly, we will have you back soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Dr. Kelly Alabaugh is the superintendent of the Blue Eye School District, joining us here today on Ozarks Now. A final word about tomorrow's program coming up next on Legends 106.3.